Let's go now to the Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission in Hobart. A convicted paedophile has agreed that he'd prefer that his evidence worked to protect the reputation of the Anglican Church and the Archbishop of Brisbane, Philip Aspinall. But former priest Robin Goodfellow has denied that he'd lie on oath to achieve that goal. The Royal Commission is examining how the Anglican Diocese of Tasmania and the Church of England Boys Society handled dozens of abuse allegations from the 1970s to the early 2000s. Samantha Donovan is following the hearings and joins me now. Samantha, remind us what the Commission has heard about Archbishop Philip Aspinall's involvement in this episode.
Well, Kim, the survivor witness BYF has told the Royal Commission that in 1982, when he was a teenager, he was staying at the Anglican Rectory in Tribunna on Tasmania's east coast. The priest, Garth Hawkins, lived there. Now, BYF was there with Philip Aspinall, who was then in his early 20s and a leader of the Church of England Boys Society, also known as SEBS, in Tasmania. Now, BYF gave evidence that Philip Aspinall volunteered him or persuaded him to sleep in Hawkins' bed, despite the fact BYF had already told Philip Aspinall, he said, that he didn't like the way Hawkins was behaving towards him. And the Commission has heard that Hawkins then subjected BYF to a violent rape and other abuse. Now, Philip Aspinall, who's now the Archbishop of Brisbane, has always denied that allegation and will give evidence next week. Late yesterday, Garth Hawkins, who's changed his name to Robin Goodfellow, told the Commission that Aspinall and a few other young men who were staying at the rectory that night did cajole BYF into sleeping in his bed, but his evidence has changed this morning.
So what has Robin Goodfellow told the Commission this morning?
Well, under cross-examination by counsel for Archbishop Philip Aspinall, Goodfellow gave evidence that he in fact had no memory of how BYF got into his bed that night in 1982. Now, BYF's lawyer, Martine Marrick, has challenged Robin Goodfellow, formerly Garth Hawkins, on his change in evidence. She referred him to a statement he made to lawyers more than a decade ago that he'd prefer to keep Philip Aspinall's name out of any reference to his crimes. And Dr. Marrick put this to Robin Goodfellow this morning.
And that intent continues to this time, that you would prefer to keep Philip Aspinall's name from being mentioned because of damage control for the church. Is that correct?
Yes.
You have a loyalty to Mr. Philip Aspinall, don't you?
I do.
And you would be prepared to lie on oath to minimise the damage control for the church and to Mr. Aspinall, would you not?
No.
Now, you remember Mr. Aspinall being at the scene at Tribunna?
Yes.
And you remember BYF telling you when he was in your bed about to be abused, the others have sent me here. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You remember the incident at Tribunna and his words? You do?
Oh, well, let him answer.
Yes.
You accept Mr. Aspinall was present when you abused Mr. BYF at Tribunna?
Yes.
You accept that you invited someone to share your big bed and Mr. Aspinall was present when you extended that invitation?
Yes.
And you accept that Mr. BYF joined you in bed and reported that he had been cajoled to do so by Mr. Aspinall and the others?
Yes.
And the answers to the questions put to you by Mr. Aspinall's counsel suggesting you have no memory of that are actually false. You do have a memory of that.
Yes.
And you are trying to accept the propositions that Mr. Aspinall did not do that because of your continued sense of loyalty to Mr. Aspinall.
No.
Why did you accept that you had no memory of those particulars when Mr. Aspinall's counsel was asking you those questions?
I don't know. I don't recollect.
You don't recollect from 10 minutes ago?
No.
I suggest to you that that's untrue, and that is an example of you having a selective memory.
No, I deny that. I have a defective memory, not a selective memory.
The convicted paedophile and former Anglican priest, Robin Goodfellow. Samantha Donovan is our reporter covering the Royal Commission hearings.